Today rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
G'day. What goes on around the world that you're most interested in, Jennifer? What countries, what areas of the world do you find most intriguing and most
like that I'd like to visit?
Yeah.
I'd like to explore more of Europe. I'd like to go to Australia. I'd like to go to South America.
Mm-hmm. And not to Africa.
You know, actually, I would love to go on safari.
Well, a lot of people think that's what you get when you go to Africa.
That's what I would like to do in Africa, is go on safari, I think.
It depends on where you are. You can go in the southern part of Africa. That's where the safaris are. You go through the central part of Africa. Most people don't want to go there because it's considered very treacherous, dangerous Africa.
It's a bad rap.
As well, we're talking about Eritrea, Kenya, these areas that are across the central belt, if you will, the equator. And north of there, you have wonderful places like Morocco. On Monday, we're going to have a pictorial from a friend of mine who went to visit Morocco and took some fabulous pictures of this very interesting country. It's more like a Middle Eastern country, in fact, than it is an African country.
Mm-hmm.
It shares that to a point with Egypt. It also is considered more of a Middle Eastern country than an African country. But just really pretty amazing things that you don't expect to see. And the reason I bring it up is because there's a great dichotomy in Africa. And there are areas, pockets of wealth, and there's pockets of unbelievable just destitution. And so in between that, there's a happy medium. There's a lady who's going to join us in a moment named Terry Gabrielson, who's been directing schools in Africa. And I think we have actually a lot to learn about what's going on there. Most Americans are not very knowledgeable, and they all think, as you just suggested, let's go to Africa for a safari. A lot more going on over there that affects Americans, and we'll find out more about it in a moment here on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, it's 11 after the hour. Jennifer and Doug and Richie with a focus on Africa. Terry Gabrielson is the founder and director of Africa Schools of Kenya. Jennifer, 15 years with these people designing educational programs. Terry, one of the reasons I was interested in having you on, I went to visit a school about the time that you started working with these folks. I was in Kenya and went into an area that is completely devastated. It was, I think there were about 200,000 people that lived in this sort of walled city. And the first thing I learned when I walked into this area was that, and this was, I think it was mid-June of the year, maybe 1997 was the year I was over there. And what I am watching these people standing in water going down the roadway, and they're trying to keep their feet clean. And what I found out was it was urine. That's how they dispose of the urine. They just flush it down the street. And the only way for people to stay cool, because they have no, they don't wear anything on their feet, is to walk in that. That was my introduction to an area that I found just amazing in ways that we can as Americans understand it. I think one of the reasons I wanted you here is to sort of compare and contrast what one would find in living conditions in Africa, in this part of Africa, Kenya, and some of the other areas that are along the horn there. And try to get to people who have no cognitive knowledge of what goes on in Africa at all. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, it's amazing because that's when I was first introduced, same year. And yes, of course, right now we're working on a subject or a program that is a subject that people really do not like to even hear about, right. And that is female circumcision. And I think people walking in their urine to clean their feet or for warmth is similar to what they are continuing to do, at least among the Maasai community, as a rite of passage to adulthood. And so, yes, it's very difficult for people to wrap their minds around what happens in indigenous tribes of Africa or Kenya, where these people are at a very survival level, very primitive, very incredibly smart people, yet just on a survival level.
Well, they don't have the opportunity to be educated. Though I will tell you, one of the other things that intrigued me, and this may be a difficult subject for some people to deal with as we talk about why you're trying to raise money to help eliminate this problem, there's a Catholic school presence in Kenya and all over this area of Africa that still is pretty pronounced. And I remember going into a classroom. All of the children, by the way, somehow or other have to pay to get an education, and they wear uniforms. The people who are lucky enough to be able to pay get educated. The ones who can't pay don't get educated. And so walking into this school, I see these biblical sayings on the blackboard on one side of the room, and on the other side of the room, I see a picture of a penis. And on the desk is a wooden penis that the teachers use to help the young girls, 10, 12, 14 years old, learn how to keep themselves from getting pregnant. And that is, I'm betting, still going on. You see that in the schools over there still?
Yes, I think it's important that penis is actually used to show we're trying to
how to put on a condom.
Exactly, yeah. And so yes, the education component that has been brought in. I mentioned the missionaries, and they started this religious belief. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever works.
Yeah, right.
It gives them some hope. And in times of drought or all of the atrocities that they do go through, they still have this survival instinct that is beyond anything we could ever imagine.
Yeah.
So I think these young girls have never been educated before, at least in our community. We started sponsoring these girls, and I think the amazing thing with this particular community called Esitete, which is down near Amboseli National Park, you were probably in that area, these girls, the community is recognizing that these girls are more important being educated and coming back to the community than they are being married off at 10, 11, 12 and being uneducated.
You have no idea. Jennifer, I don't know if you remember me telling the story. I have no idea what goes on here. These young girls, 10, 12, 14, they're just getting into puberty. The men who have nothing to do, at least in this village that I was in.
They want control.
Well, it isn't just that. They go around and they find weeds and grass and anything that's vegetative. They bring it into a place where there's a still. They cook it up so that they have some kind of alcohol or liquor. They drink it, and then they run around and chase these girls. And this one girl that I met, Terry, when I was there, was 14. She had three children, and she lived in a 4x8 room with tin roof, and one side was tin, a dirt floor. The only way they get anything to eat is to go down to Mother Teresa's what was about to cafeteria, I suppose, to get something to eat that's local. That's it. That's how they live their lives.
Oh, yeah, the women do everything. That is true. And then they have zero rights, no rights to own land. It's a, you know, it's a polygamous society. So, and yes, indeed, the young girls, not only are they circumcised at puberty, which is their transition then to adulthood, that they're ready to be married, and they're usually married off. There's a belief that if they turn around and look at their family as they're going off to their new husband's village, that they'll turn into an elephant, and it'll, you know, completely make the family, disgrace the family if they turn around and cry or anything.
All right. Let me, in the interest of time, Terry, let me tell people what you're doing here. You've launched a 42-day crowdfunding campaign on the website Indiegogo, which I think starts either today or tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. I guess it starts today.
Today is the big day.
And it goes through April 20th. You might want to go to Indiegogo.com, Indiegogo, a new crowdfunding site. You don't understand crowdfunding. It's a fantastic way for organizations like yours, nonprofits, or small for-profit businesses to get funding. Indiegogo has this running until April 20th, and it's all about this trying to eliminate or educate people. I'm not sure which. The ritual the girls go through at puberty is what you're trying to eliminate. Is that not right?
Well, it's not even us. It happens from within the community. Like I was saying, they have recognized that education for their girls is more important.
So you're trying, the money that people would donate is going to go to educating the young women in Kenya. So if you have a $25 donation, you'll, with that $25, provide one of these young women with an opportunity to attend a two-day ceremony, which mirrors the traditional coming-of-age customs, and that everything happens except the circumcision, right?
Exactly. And in this community, they now look at that woman as an adult.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be married off, and she can continue her education. In fact, we just got from a grassroots organization, they just offered our very first girl to graduate from high school, has now been given a four-year scholarship to college. So that's incredible.
So it is. This whole thing, again, this is an informational piece. You're going to hear a lot of conversations now going forward about crowdfunding, and there ought to be a lot more discussions about African schools of Kenya on the web at askenya, askkenya.org, and Indiegogo is where to go to donate $25 to help get this information and the process into higher gear. Terry, thanks for your work, and thanks for explaining what's going on.
Yeah,
Terry,
thank you.
You're welcome.
So appreciate it.
Yep, Terry Gabrielson here on Good Day.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh?
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Back at 1999.
At least that's where this song originates. The is that the 10th year or the 11th year of the Doug Good Day program, Cher, and her first electronic hit. Because this is all,
all electronic. It's auto-tune.
Auto-tune. Is that what it's called?
Listen. Right here. So they just run it through a processor on the computer and they can take the note up.
Really? I like this. I've always liked this song. Number one during this week in 1999, Cher's Believe.
Luckily, we know Cher has a great voice, so it's not a big deal.
Right.
The problem is when there's hits that are sung by people who have no business being in the music business, and they use the auto-tune to get one over on us.
I can hear it now. Doug Steffen sings the hits.
That's good. Trust me, they could probably make me sound good, which is a big job, yeah.
Rich McFadden sings the hits.
Right.
All right, so let's move 10 years before this. Number one during this week in 1989 was Debbie Gibson. Lost in Your Eyes.
Yeah.
How old were you then, Jennifer?
In what year?
89, you're about 7, right?
89, no, I was 11.
11. Ah, there you go. So, you 36 now?
35.
Oh, I thought you were...
I was born in 78.
For some reason, I was still thinking you've been 30 all these years.
I am, actually, and I love you for that.
Okay. Next up on the sort of hit parade, we make reference to a lot of the music that we have here on the program. Notice every hour we get some music, and it brings us back to a part of our life that hopefully you'll want to remember. This is from 2003, number one during this week, LL Cool J and Jennifer Lopez.
I used to dance to this song. Oh, yeah. Oh,
you got the slow dance jams going, Jen.
This takes me back to Vegas, actually.
Really? She sounds different.
I've danced the slow jam in Vegas with Jennifer.
Yes, you have.
She's a hacha mama, man.
I don't think I want to hear too much of that.
Totally innocent.
You never know.
Number one during this week in 1996, Oasis. Wonderwall.
Hate these guys.
You don't know this song, Jennifer. You got anything to say about this?
This isn't my favorite.
A couple of egotistical punks who thought they were the
keep it positive, Richie.
Yeah.
Linkin Park. A nice part. Number one.
Now Linkin Park is good.
Yeah.
2002.
Let's wrap this up with something strong, Doug.
Britney Spears. Hold it against me. number one during this week in 2011.
You'll have to favor original Britney.
Say that again?
Original Britney, like when she first came out. I
like
this.
Original Madonna, you mean?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
All right, let's check our social media for a moment. Jen, what's going on? Chef Louis, by the way, joins us in the next half hour with his recipe and other discussions about food. In the meantime, we have several questions, as usual, working on facebook.com/Good Day Show. That'll be around for the weekend. You have any prep for the people who want to know what we're doing? Or
yeah,
everybody
absolutely.
Probably pretty much goes there anyway. But
everybody's
else?
Coming here. We love it. But let's see. We are asking today, if the presidential election were tomorrow, would you vote for Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, Rand Paul, or name your candidate? We're having people chime in all the time. So get your vote in, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Jeremy Paxton writes on our wall, got a completely off the wall question. Out of the four of you, do any of you have stage names for the radio instead of using your real names?
My given name is Dudley. I do not use that on the radio, except when Richie gets upset with me. It is Doug. Doug became Doug when I was in college. So that's the answer to that question. The rest of you all use...
I am a Jennifer Horn, just through and
I am a Richard Charles McFadden. And look it up.
Roberta Fasinelli, that's her maiden name.
28 after on Good Day.
Yes.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
One of the most massive changes has been in genetics, studying the genes, identifying genes in our genetic material, DNA, understanding what they do.
Steve Parker is the author of The Human Body Book from DK Publishing. The book and accompanying DVD feature the latest in research on the amazing inner workings of our bodies.
The first edition of the book was not long after the entire human genome, the rough draft, was finalized in the year 2000. That was filled in more detail, and now we're beginning to understand what all these genes do. People suspected there might be a lot of genes in our whole genetic makeup, 100,000, maybe 150,000, something like that. So that's what we believed then. In the last few years, that number has come right down, and it's probably less than 30,000, maybe as few as 25,000 individual genetic instructions for the entire body and how it works. And another great advance on the genetic side, you may have heard of junk DNA. It seemed to be bits of genetic material that apparently had no function. And 95% of our entire DNA was thought to be this junk DNA. But just in the last year or two, there have been announcements to say that a lot of this DNA, it's a massive multi-layered switching system that this junk DNA is now understood to fulfill. And there's an enormous amount of research to work out how all these various control systems and switches and regulators, how they all interact.
DK Publishing's The Human Body Book, second edition by Steve Parker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
I never was a captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be.
Time for food fum fum. Good Doug. Pee-pie fo fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Farm, food, and fun in the focus on the Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to join us in a moment. We have an item at DougStefan.com today about Columbia University using Nutella. We're going to find out what Nutella is. Matter of fact, there's a poll.
I can tell you what Nutella is.
Go ahead, you want Louis to do it?
People are crazy for it.
Yeah.
Why? Have you noticed that? It's become a thing. I had never heard of it until I'd gone to Europe when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And now it's like everywhere.
It's Everybody big in Colombia and South America.
Yeah.
It's
cheese.
Kind of, no.
Some kind of cheese.
Not a cheese.
It's kind of
no.
like a chocolate slash peanut butter spread. It's
really?
Hazelnut chocolate.
It's hazelnut. It's yeah. hazelnut and chocolate.
So,
and they use it in crepes when you're walking the streets in Paris.
Right. Huh. So, like, you know, parents might get their kids to have toast with Nutella on it or something like that. That's how they use it down in Colombia.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, we have Nutella in the focus. We also have shepherd's pie in the focus. And we have an Irish dish. That Louis wants to explain. You can check out his info, by the way, his bona fides, including all of the recipes he's dropped on us here on the Good Day program. Chef Louis' box on the right-hand side, down toward the bottom of the homepage at DougStefan.com.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Oh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including booze in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The web today, DougStephan.com, features a video that's very cool. For those of you who can't wait for spring, you can check out the video, see how some cows react when they finally get to go back outside after being cooped up in the barn all winter. Kind of like Richie, when my cows start eating silage, they start jumping around, dancing around, hooting around.
That's because they're drunk. Isn't silage alcohol?
Yeah, right, it is. Yeah, right, exactly. Joining us now is our friend Chef Louis DeAngelis. We were having a conversation about Nutella a few minutes ago, Louis. Before we get to your recipe, I was reading, actually this is a story at DougStephan.com today about Columbia University regretting adding Nutella to their student cafeteria because they're going through 100 pounds a day, costs them $5,000 a week.
Yeah, college kids are going to dig Nutella, that's for sure.
It's very popular.
All right, so our poll today at DougStephan.com, what's your favorite thing to pair with Nutella? A, bread. B, fruit. C, crackers or pretzels. D, a spoon. E, I don't know what Nutella is. That's how I would have answered it before I talked to you. What do you know about Nutella?
Oh, it's been around for a long time. It's the almond with chocolate blend, and it's fantastic. And, you know, the funny thing is, all of a sudden 2 years ago, I guess it was around 2 years ago, it just exploded. Now you can buy little Nutella packs with pretzel sticks to dip in it. You can find it everywhere, and there's a whole bunch of imitators, too.
You know, it's funny, Doug, having been going to Columbia for 12 or 13 years now on an annual basis, I'm starting to see a lot more of the products that I see down there come up here, from the breads and the candies and even the beers and whatnot, just kind of making their way into our, because a lot more people are coming from South America.
Yep, right.
They know that the products, now they have clientele here, so they're starting to bring a lot of it in, and Nutella is one of those things.
So,
which is actually from Italy. It's Nutella comes from Italy.
But it was very popular in all the Latin countries, too. I mean, it just has that flair to it.
But it's expensive, I'm guessing.
No, not at all.
It's not too bad. It's probably like $3 or $4 a jar.
Peanut butter thing.
Yeah.
Main ingredients, sugar, palm oil, hazelnuts, cocoa solids.
Really? Cool. All right, well, that's something I learned. I never heard of it before. I'm sure that my children know about it, but I don't know. Have you served it, Jennifer?
I've never served it. I told you the first time I found it, I was walking the streets of Paris and they were selling crepes. Yeah. And we just thought it was chocolate. The hazelnut in the flavoring is really intense.
Is it?
So I remember thinking it's that strong. You could only have a little bit. It's pretty strong.
Right.
So I have actually not had it ever since I was in Europe, which has been years and years
ago.
We have
some in our cupboard at home right now.
All right. The daily poll at DougStephan.com over the weekend. What's your favorite thing to pair with Nutella? You want to share that with us? Help yourself at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, you're looking down on the little bit below the poll. You see Chef Louis' picture. Today, he has leftover corned beef and cabbage in his mind, even before St. Patrick's Day, which is a week from Sunday, right?
Well, we're preparing everybody for this. Next week, it'll be the ultimate corned beef and cabbage dish. But I love to start with this. You know, Bubble and Squeak is just it's a great name. You know, it's not to be confused with two fine young ladies we might have met at a convention a year ago.
Speak for yourself.
But it refers to the sound that this dish makes as it's cooking in your fry pan.
Really?
Yeah, it bubbles and it squeaks. And, you know, the takeaway from it is not just for St. Patrick's Day leftovers. You know, once you master this, which is so simple, I mean, you can use it for any leftovers. And, Doug, it's like what you do. It's very creative. But instead of a soup base, it's a mashed potato base. And it's fantastic.
So what do you put in it? Let's go through the recipe.
Okay. Let's say you've had your corned beef and cabbage boil already.
Yep.
And the next day you're looking and say, am I going to make sandwiches with this? Well, you take the potatoes that are left over and you mash them and make a whipped potato with butter and sour cream. If you don't have enough potatoes left, you'll add some. So you have at least six large potatoes worth of mash. Then you take your corned beef, or if you had a stew the night before, any meat, bacon works great, and you chop it up, rough chop, little one-inch cubes, put it right in the mashed potatoes. The key to it that really makes this delicious, and it's a big breakfast dish in Ireland, is when they chop the cabbage up and throw that in, too.
Mm.
And it's just the pairing. I don't know why. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
They put it in a fry pan, and you put it, you know, at medium heat, and cook it for about 10, 12 minutes. Take a spatula and check underneath. Lift it. It becomes one big pie piece. And you lift it a little bit, make sure it's starting to brown. Once it's browned, I always take mine and put it under the broiler for a few minutes to get the top nice and crisp.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out of the pan like a pie. You slice it up in servings. And it's tremendous. But the takeaway is it's great for any leftovers.
So that's cool.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. All right. So now, with that in mind, I saw a recipe for shepherd's pie. And instead of using ground beef... or turkey.
Oh, no, don't go there. What?
It's fish.
And oh, yeah.
White fish. Well, what do you think I was going to say?
Tofu.
I was thinking you were going to say fish. And there's something about fish shepherd's pie that just freaked me out.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, the fish and mashed potatoes. Is there even a hearty enough fish for this? I mean, it'd have to be a thick, hearty fish. What could you use?
Well, you really don't want a hearty fish, you know, like a dark fish. You want a white fish.
Right.
Because it'll absorb the flavors of the green beans and the mashed potatoes and all the seasonings. And believe it or not, you know, there's a restaurant here that takes grouper, chops it up and mixes it with potatoes and onions and makes a hash for breakfast
right.
with it.
So here's what I'm going to go through the recipe. This is what you need.
You're going to
make shepherd's pie with fish. Pound of ground up or chopped up white fish, as Louis is suggesting. A medium onion chopped about a half a cup. One can of condensed cream of mushroom soup. A tablespoon of ketchup. Teaspoon of ground black pepper. A cup of frozen peas and carrots and corn. 2.5 cups of milk. 1/4 cup of butter. 2 cups instant mashed potato flakes or buds.
And so I can eat this on my diet.
Sounds like it would be pretty good. What do you think of that recipe,
the
Louis?
Butter, the milk,
I'm no challenge for Louis and his recipes, but I thought that was interesting.
Sounds good. You know, it sounds good enough that I'd have to go on my famous tulip diet because of that.
Really? Tulips?
Yes. The tulip diet. It's where you keep your tulips closed real tight so you don't eat too much.
Yeah, I'm going to make it this weekend just for the fun of it.
So last question for you, Louie. I've liked this Facebook page called Just Eat Real Food. And they have some interesting recipes, and it's real food. And a lot of their baking, they use coconut flour, is it?
Hmm. There's a lot of coconut stuff around. You can use, I have coconut flour here.
You do?
Yeah, it's ground up pieces. It's very fine coconut.
Does it work as well as regular flour?
Yeah, I would have to guess it's kind of sweetened.
Yeah. But the bread will rise and everything
Anything will rise when you put enough yeast to it. That's for sure. I mean, even the gluten-free ones do a good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that doesn't rise is when you make like a potato bread, you know, and you use a lot of potato. The potato doesn't rise. That's why it's usually 2-to-1 potato and flour. You know,
two more things. Two more things for food lovers in the food news department. First of all, the USDA has tried to scare everybody. We're going to have no meat inspectors. You'll all die because of the sequester. What a bunch of baloney. They don't have meat inspectors doing anything anyway. So what's the big deal? This is what the government has become known for.
Meanwhile, you can still get yellow dye number 4 and 5 in your Kraft macaroni and cheese, which is a cancer-causing agent. And there's been a change.org petition to get Kraft to pull it out because you can use paprika to do the same thing.
It's just all baloney. Also, you can check out at DougStephan.com. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has tips on helping make good food choices for children. So check that out, the supermarket guru, along with Chef Louie. Both of them very prominent at DougStephan.com.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a cat owner who can't always find time to scoop the litter box after a long day, you're not alone. Based on a recent survey, nearly 2/3 of cat owners feel that scooping can wait until the next day when they get home late. And with professional and personal obligations sometimes getting in the way of regular cleanup routines, it's no surprise that 84% of cat owners are concerned about unpleasant odor from the litter box when they come home. A litter like Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter helps you keep your home smelling fresh because it works even when you can't scoop. It features a highly effective formula that contains Arm & Hammer baking soda coated granules plus powerful odor destroyers. Rock solid clumps allow for easy removal of the source of odors, and the moisture activated fresh scent deodorizes the litter each time the cat uses the litter box. Find the litter in a variety of sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. For more information, visit ultralastlitter.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I'm not the one who's running out of time.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We have an answer about drone attacks on U.S. soil after a somewhat entertaining filibuster. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Attorney General Eric Holder says the president does not have the authority to conduct drone attacks against non-combatant Americans on U.S. soil. Holder's statement was put in a letter to Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who has been pressuring the administration to release more information about the use of drones to hunt and kill terror suspects. Senator Paul conducted an old-fashioned filibuster for nearly 13 hours on the floor of the Senate this week on the drone question. Two prominent Republicans are denouncing Senator Paul's filibuster as a political stunt. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham took issue with the filibuster, and Arizona Senator John McCain specifically took Paul to task about something he said concerning Jane Fonda.
To somehow allege or infer that the President of the United States is going to kill somebody like Jane Fonda or someone who disagrees with the policies is a stretch of imagination, which is frankly ridiculous.
As we mentioned, the filibuster was, if nothing else, entertaining at times, especially when Senator Paul yielded the floor to get some help from a few Republican colleagues, namely Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who chimed in to drop some hip-hop verses. At one point, Rubio referenced Wiz Khalifa using the lyrics, "Work hard, play hard," and he wasn't done.
Another modern-day poet by the name of Jay-Z, in one of his songs he wrote, "It's funny what 7 days can change. It was all good just a week ago."
This isn't the first time Senator Rubio has expressed his love of hip-hop. Earlier this year, he released a playlist on Spotify, which included some of rap's biggest stars, Kanye West and the Sugar Hill Gang, among them. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GMC Certified Service. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. This is Jeremy.
And I can tell from the sound of your voice it's time for an oil and filter change on your Sierra.
How can you tell?
Experience, Jeremy. Experience. And we should probably check your Sierra's evaporative control system.
And my clutch fluid level.
Right. Well, I had you pegged as a manual transmission guy.
So you can schedule me?
On Thursday, 8:30. Got it.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. And now, when you purchase an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection, you'll get a $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
On Wall Street, the market rally continues, the Dow closing at an all-time high for the third straight day, up 33 points yesterday to a record close of 14,329, S&P up 3 points, NASDAQ adding 10, crude oil prices also up, jumping $1.13 a barrel, finishing at $91.56. A strange automotive recall to tell you about, Subaru recalling thousands of cars and SUVs that can do this on their own. Start up. The problem is with certain remote key fobs, which can start engines. Sometimes the engine will stop and then start again. The recall affects nearly 50,000 Impreza, Legacy, Outback, and XV Crosstrek models from 2010 to 2013. Subaru dealers will replace the faulty key fobs beginning next month. Couple of closing notes. We start with this. Powerball. We've had several carryover jackpots over the past month. Jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing is up to $150 million. The Powerball lottery played in 42 states, along with the U.S. Virgin Islands and Washington, D.C. You know, if a member of Congress buys a ticket in D.C. and happens to win, I think we should sequester the winnings. And finally, we all say weekends go by much too quickly, and this weekend will actually be shorter by 1 hour for most of us. It's spring ahead time, when we push all of our clocks ahead 1 hour before going to bed tomorrow night, as we welcome daylight saving time, and in the process, we lose an hour of sleep. Behavioral health specialist Jane Ehrman at the Cleveland Clinic offers some ideas to deal with the sleepiness we will encounter next week.
Get up and take a brisk walk in the middle of the day. That'll re-energize you. Or drink some water, because when you're better hydrated, you have more energy.
Take a walk, drink some water. Okay. By the way, these areas do not observe daylight saving time. A portion of Arizona, all of Hawaii, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Rather than dealing with exercise or drinking water, my plan is to fly to American Samoa from the East Coast before changing my clocks tomorrow night. Have a nice weekend, and remember to change the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, too. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Discover Card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.